Crimes against older people and right-sized housing are among the issues being discussed today at the Age Friendly Ireland Convention in Talla in Dublin. There's also been a call for more people to join their local Older People's Council. Carol Coleman reports.
We're coming here actually to meet old friends and meet new friends, and we're here to see what this convention will do to support older people on the ground. You know, there'll be so many older people in 2040 that what we're doing now will support the young people as well.
Fueled with coffees and teas, members of the country's older people's councils are airing their concerns, like moving from family homes to more appropriate housing. And don't call it downsizing, says Catherine McGuigan, Chief Executive of Age Friendly Ireland.
We call it right-sizing, and one of the best things about working with older people is they determine the terminology that we use. And negative language, the WHO report on ageism clearly set out how damaging negative language can be. So we use words like right-sizing, ageing in place, older people, not downsizing, which denotes something less.
Issues like crime and elder abuse also front and centre here today, as Miring McMahon of Tipperary Older People's Council explains.
It can vary. It can be financial, physical, psychological, emotional abuse, and it's very sad and often very hidden. People may not want to talk about it. They might be embarrassed about it, ashamed, or feel there's a stigma attached to it. But do speak out. There's help out there for everybody.
Professor and gerontologist Ronan Collins says crimes against older people should be dealt with specifically by law.
It would have saddened me, particularly as a geriatrician, to see some particularly vicious crimes committed against older people living in isolated, vulnerable areas. And I think legislation-wise, we should look at that and strengthening the law, and maybe even to make a special crime where older, vulnerable people are attacked in their homes with maybe a bit harsher sentencing. It's a sad thing to see that recent trend in society.
With hips and knees always a talking point, some participants will audit Talla Stadium later for its walkability. Here's Mary Lyons, Chair of South Dublin Older People's Council.
Walking around, literally, and pointing out what would be of help to older people. And one example I can give you is straight away is, for example, in a park, not just seating, but seating with arms on them, that people can sit down with ease and that they can stand up with even greater ease.
Patrick Hyland of the Limerick Older People's Council says small things can make a big difference.
We have issues in Limerick with parking cars, the green man not being long enough for people to cross the road, uneven footpaths, bad patios, and then of course you have the speeding people that don't slow down. And generally we advocate for respect. We follow the GAA motto, give respect and get respect.
And a call out today here for more to join their local older people's councils.
We have 31 older people's councils across the country, and they represent the diverse and authentic voice of older people.
You're in at the ground level there, voicing your opinions, stating what your needs are, what you'd like to see in your own community.
Carol Coleman reporting there.